Title: Walking the Tightrope, EU's Sanctions Enforcement Directive Puts Violators on Notice. Content: In a bold move to tighten its sanctions enforcement, the EU rolled out Directive 2024/1226, establishing minimum rules for defining criminal offenses and penalties related to the violation of EU sanctions. Effective May 19, the directive mandates member states to incorporate its provisions into their national legislation within 12 months. EU sanctions enforcement has always been a tricky terrain. While EU sanctions are adopted at the EU level, member states handle the prosecution of violations, leading to a patchwork of enforcement across Europe. This disparity has often undermined EU sanctions' effectiveness. To tackle that issue, Directive 2024/1226 seeks to harmonize criminal penalties for sanctions violations and circumvention and to enhance coordination between the EU and its member states. By streamlining the legal framework, the directive strengthens the EU's hand in enforcing sanctions more efficiently. Key takeaways: jurisdiction. Member states now have clear authority to prosecute offenses within their territory or by their nationals. Member states must also notify the Commission if they extend their jurisdiction to offenses committed outside their borders. This extension applies when the offender is a habitual resident of the member state, an official acting in an official capacity, or when the offense benefits a legal entity established within its territory or involves business activities conducted within its jurisdiction. Definition of criminal offenses. The directive provides precise definitions of criminal offenses related to EU sanctions violations and circumvention. These include illicit transactions with sanctioned entities or countries, false declarations to evade sanctions, failing to freeze funds of designated persons, participating in evasion schemes, and aiding designated persons to enter or transit EU territory. Those criminal offenses must, in principle, be committed intentionally. However, serious negligence is sufficient to establish a violation in cases relating to the items included in the Common Military List of the EU or to dual-use items listed in Annex I and IV to Regulation 2021/821, affecting both natural and legal persons. Liability and penalties. The directive introduces strict penalties for violations. Further, member states can impose harsher penalties as needed. Possible penalties include hefty fines, up to 5% of the total worldwide turnover or 40 million euros for legal entities, asset confiscation, and up to 5 years, imprisonment for responsible individuals. Legal entities are liable if the offenses committed benefit them, especially if committed by individuals in leading positions, including individuals with the authority to represent, make decisions, or exert control over the entity. Legal entities may also be held liable when the lack of supervision or control by a person in a leading position made possible the commission of the offense. Besides the criminal penalties, the directive also provides for non-criminal penalties, which include the exclusion from public funding, the withdrawal of permits and authorizations to pursue activities, and the disqualification from the practice of business activities. The directive also considers aggravating, such as acting within the framework of a criminal organization, and mitigating, such as cooperating with the authorities in the investigation, circumstances. Legal clarity and the end of forum shopping. By clarifying criminal offenses and penalties, the directive aims to eliminate ambiguity in enforcement, enhancing enforcement and deterring potential violators from exploiting legal loopholes. Consistent, harmonized penalties across the EU should prevent forum shopping, where violators previously sought jurisdictions with lenient enforcement. Compliance obligations. Businesses operating within the EU or engaged in transactions involving EU member states should implement robust compliance programs and risk management practices to ensure compliance with the directive's provisions. Staying updated on the evolving sanctions landscape and regularly updating compliance protocols is crucial. Global significance. The directive underscores the EU's commitment to maintaining the credibility and effectiveness of its sanctions regime globally. By fortifying enforcement and imposing stricter penalties, the EU asserts its stance against violent